I'm joined by Khalid Salah, executive member of the Syrian opposition Syrian National Council. Khalid, we just the Cairo conference of the opposition conference has finished. It looked fairly chaotic from where we were looking. What was gained?
Well, I think there were two different things that we were working on. One is the national covenant, talking about the future Syria, and we've definitely made some good progress towards that. There's also some excellent work that was done towards the transitional plan. The two documents are not finalized. There's still somewhat a disagreement amongst the different attendees of the conference. Right now, we have an initial draft. We're going to be working on that, trying to bring everybody to the table to come to an agreement about those two documents. I think it's critical to have those two documents because everybody in the international community is looking to the Syrian opposition to produce those documents. Perhaps one of the biggest benefits that really showed up as a result of this conference is the close ties between the Syrian National Council and the grassroots movements, which showed a tremendous amount of support for the SNC. It surprised many opposition parties, just the amount of support that the SNC enjoys amongst the grassroots movements.
But you couldn't come to an agreement on who would represent the opposition in terms of some sort of a united front. Why not?
Well, I think there's some of the opposition, the small groups like the NCC, some of those parties are refusing to accept the Syrian National Council as the umbrella organization that represents Syrians from all different walks of life. They try to introduce kind of a follow-up group that includes the SNC but includes other parties. And this was not acceptable, first and foremost, to the grassroots movements, which took a very firm stand, saying that this is not acceptable, that we have given legitimacy and support to the SNC. We will not accept other groups trying to come and destroy what's all the work that has been done over the last few months. I think that also sends a very clear signal to the world that the SNC still enjoys tremendous amount of support on the inside of Syria.
And yet there were walkouts from Kurdish groups, and I gather that the Syrian Revolution General Council also walked out of the meeting. Why can't the opposition overcome these differences?
Two different things. In terms of the Kurdish groups, they really insisted on putting something about the Kurds specifically in the international pact and the national covenant. Really, it's difficult. Syria is a multi-ethnic country with so many different ethnicities. And the Kurds wanted to have something specific to them, but then other groups wanted to have something specific to them, and you end up with 17 different ethnicities asking for things specific. Well, we wanted to say that all Syrian people, regardless of their ethnicity, will enjoy the same rights. And we understand that the Assad regime had really discriminated against all of those ethnicities. And regardless of the ethnicities, we will work towards removing that discrimination. We will take active steps to ensure that people who have been discriminated against will be compensated in a very acceptable manner. The Kurds wanted to have something specific said about them, but that would open the door just to too many things in a national attack. That was the main disagreement with the Kurds groups. The SRGC, the Syrian Revolution General Commission, and this is the largest grassroots movement, the reason they walked out because they felt that that there is some attempts to attack the SNC. So that was perhaps one of the strongest signals to the SNC, to the NCC, telling them that, hey, we will only support the SNC, your attempts to try and enter the political scene from the back door is not acceptable to us. So the SRGC walking out was actually in full support of the SNC.
Can you point to where there were areas of consensus? I gather there was some kind of support for the Free Syrian Army. Is that right?
Great support for the FSA. Also, I think the major points of the National Pact Covenant has been agreed upon. I think there's three or four points that there's some level of disagreement about those, but the support for the FSA, the support for the grassroots movement, and the National Covenant. I think also we've made some really good progress towards transitional plan. I think if you think about the two documents that were supposed to produce, the National Covenant, that's a much easier document to produce because we all agree on the future Syria and how it's going to look like. Yeah, there's some disagreements where the Kurds want something specific about them, but the general outlines, we all are in agreement about that. The transitional plan is somewhat more challenging. We're trying to work through that, and I think we'll have something finalized in the next few weeks.
You're currently working on the next meeting, the Friends of Syria meeting. Tell us more about that.
Well, we're looking to the international community to understand where they stand. Until now, we've gotten some support, but really we have not seen real active support from the international community. And we're going to that meeting to see after the Geneva meeting that just took place a few days ago. Really, it just showed that the Russian position is still, they're still following a very hard line. They're still not acknowledging the crimes that Assad is committing. And we're looking to the Friends of Syria to see what are the active steps that they're going to take to actually show the real support to the Syrian that's going to be very critical for the international community to take some active steps to send some clear signals to the FSC, to the Syrian people, that they are fully supportive and they'll put their money where their mouth is.
But do you accept that the international community can only support that if the opposition is united and agrees to some form of transition government?
My apologies. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. Do you accept that the international community can only agree to help if the opposition agrees amongst itself that a transition government can take place and agrees on the terms of that?
Well, I think the international community has a moral duty, first and foremost, to try at least to show some level of support to the Syrian people. Let me put things into perspective. We have a humanitarian crisis that costs about 65 million dollars per month to support the families, the medical needs of the Syrian people. Until now, we have hardly, since for the past 8 months, we have not received a fraction of what was promised to the SNC, where we're working day and night trying to at least put an international community and tell them, even if you want to put the political process aside, the humanitarian crisis that's going on in Syria is just outrageous for the international community not to step in and provide support in that. In terms of some of the details, it's almost impossible to try and bring different opposition parties and trying to tell them what you have to do on all the detail. I think what the grassroots movements have shown to the international community, their full support of the SNC, of the transitional plan that the SNC offers, I'm willing to bet that there is not a single united opposition in the whole world. We'll talk about the U.S. and the Tea Party and how the kind of level of crisis they're causing to the Republicans and the different primaries. So I think the international community sometimes is using the United Opposition card in a way that's really to just cover up their inability to take very hard decisions.
Okay, Khaled, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.